welcome to the USEA's official podcast channel. US team coach David O'Connor and British coach Yogi Breisner were two of the presenters at the ICP Symposium in Ocala, Florida on February 18th and 19th, and I spoke with both of them to get their reaction to the two-day symposium, at which there were over 100 attendees. And this is what David had to say.
It's very good. The Yogi was fantastic yesterday, and I think brought a great sense of balance to everything that was here, from a rider's responsibility point of view to a horse responsibility. And I thought it went very well. It was very well received. And Linda this morning with the dressage, a very, a technical look at it, which I think has really helped for all of us as instructors to be able to, continue with our education to a place that we keep making sure that the things that we get out to, the general audience, are sound principles. And I think it's always good, as with any sport, to come back and spend some time that you have that thought process.
Well, the ICP has come a long way, of course, since it started just a few years ago, really, in terms of developing the program. What did you think this brought to the program itself?
Well, I think the common language is really, really important. I mean, I think, I'm obviously a big believer in how other sports teach, baseball, soccer, football, and there's always a common language with how we teach, not the amateurs or with the young riders, the juniors that are coming up through the process. And I think to get a common language, which is not really a common, that of style, because every teacher is going to have their own style, but a common language of fundamentals, I think, is very, very important. And that's what these type of weekends bring to us.
And obviously you would want the those that attended, the auditors, to take something home, to practice some homework. Just give us a sense of what you would like them to take home from what you've been teaching them these past 2 days.
Well, I think that, again, it's coming down to the fundamentals and the basics. Yogi had a great expression about building a wall yesterday, and making sure that the foundation is strong. And really that's what I believe that we need to keep coming back to. The country's so large, and we don't have a center, unlike some other countries do. And so to see people here from California, from the West Coast, from New England, and down in, in the Midwest, it's great to see. But to come and really, really talk about what are our fundamental basics. The horse hasn't really changed its way of thinking for thousands of years. And there are tried and true fundamentals that have been developed over the centuries that I believe that we have to make sure that we are singing from the same, hymn page here, that we're on to a place that our fundamentals are very, very correct, and we have to keep going back and working on those fundamental basics.
And in terms of, moving forward with this program then, David, do you see it of value to bring in outside coaches from other countries?
Absolutely. I mean, Yogi's brought a tremendous, atmosphere here, I think, and he's a teacher's teacher, and he always has been. And so I think it is very good to have other countries or people from other countries come and talk a little bit about their system, talk about what they do in their national federations. And then the world gets smaller and smaller and smaller these days. And so really we are all should be talking about the same, very much the same type of process. And I think it's good to reaffirm that.
Have you had any feedback from those that have attended as to any surprises for them, what they feel has been of the most value?
Well, I think Yogi's, again, the balance between the horse responsibility and rider responsibility was very, very good yesterday, and I thought that was a great message that I kept hearing from other people. He's very positive, and he's got a great enthusiasm about him. And as he studied teaching for the last 35 years, he really does know. He has such a wealth and broad base and wealth of knowledge that was very, very clear yesterday, and I think it showed, and people got excited about it.
And British coach Yogi Breisner shared his enthusiasm for the program and also for being in Florida in February.
First of all, I love the weather, because we've had a terrible weather in England for the last 12 months. But no, I think it's a very, very good concept. And I felt there was a real good atmosphere among the coaches here. They asked some really good, intelligent questions, and it created some nice discussions. So I coming away feeling really good about it.
Now, you must have noticed a difference, obviously, in the audience here that what you would have in England. What are the sort of notable differences in the way they've received your type of coaching?
I don't actually think that there are that much differences. It's something that I do on a regular basis. These, in Britain, we call them coaching conferences. I've done a few in Britain. I've done to pony club instructors or pony club coaches, right up to sort of, you know, this level of coaches here that are working with international riders. And I think the coach all over the world in a lot of different sports are very similar. They are people who want to give of their knowledge. They're very often very open-minded about what they're doing. And I saw all those signs here among the people. I thought that they were unbelievable because it was a long day yesterday. We started at 9 and we weren't finished until 5. And they were really on the ball the whole way through, concentrated, watched. Lots of people taking notes, which is unusual for England because people don't usually take too many notes in England, but lots of people taking notes, and I felt, yeah, a great atmosphere, and it certainly lifted me, and I hope I lifted one or two of them as well.
Well, if you could put in a paragraph what you were delivering here, some of the principles of what you were delivering here, Yogi, what would they be?
Well, what I was hoping to show was a sort of thread or a red thread or red line through the coaching from the early stages of the training level right up to the very advanced level, and how you use the jumping not just to improve the horse's jump but also working with the horse so that he improved in his basic flat work, in his dressage work, and from a cross-country point of view as well, where you worked on what was the rider's responsibility and what was the horse's responsibility when the horse had to use his own natural instincts and how to develop those natural instincts, and work on the rider, how the rider influenced the horse, and for the rider to make the right decisions at the right time.
So which aspects of it then did you find that you got the most enthusiastic audience about? Was there some moments, the light bulb moments, we call them?
I know what you mean. I thought it flowed really well the whole way through. Again, very much thanks to the riders that I was working with, which was a wonderful cross-section of what you can expect on each level. And sometimes you set up exercises and they don't work and you might have to change the exercises, but it did work yesterday. The exercises worked out well. We had very good footing. It was nice to be able to do it on grass because eventing is on our door sport and you do it on grass, and the audience could be quite close to the action. They could sit down, the horses went within feet of them, which meant that they had a real close sort of touch in what we were doing. And we played about with a few things that worked. We had one or two horses that, you know, showed up a few little bit of difficulties that we needed to work through, and they came through. So that probably wasn't really a highlight from me, as it were, more than that the riders gave me the opportunity to give the message that I was hoping to deliver.
Well, on behalf of the US Eventing Association, thank you very much indeed for coming and presenting at this ICP symposium.
No, it's been my pleasure, and it's been a real honour to be here, and I've caught up with a lot of friends that I haven't seen for years as well, which has been fantastic, and just had a real good few days.
You can find out more about the instructor certification program of the USEA by visiting the website at useventing.com. You can download these podcasts on iTunes and also from the website at usea.podbean.com. I'm Chris Stafford, and until next time, enjoy your eventing.